It's time for your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. Whether you are a business leader, manager, or director, then Dalama Insights offers business insights that take your business to the next level. With Dalama Insights every Tuesdays at 07:20 hours and Wednesdays at 17:30 hours, you are guaranteed to take your business to the next level. For details, WhatsApp 0977-445-064 or visit our website www.insightpartnersafrica.com.
Welcome to the Ndalama Insights Business Show, a show that provides solutions to challenges faced by businesses at different levels of growth. My name is Mukonki Mukonkela from Insight Partners Africa, and I discuss issues that affect businesses with different experts and industry practitioners. How can I make the right business connections to grow my business? Is coming from Grace Kangunda. In studio today, I have Mr. Peter Nafitali Piri, is a property rights expert and real estate agent at Platinum Consulting Limited. He is also the co-director of the Startup Grind Kitwe chapter. Welcome to today's Ndalama Insights.
Thank you for having me.
Good, Peter. Now, I know that business connections are extremely important if you want to grow your business because, you know, no man is an island. So you definitely have to be connected if your business stands any chance to grow. Now, why are connections extremely important to the business? And when we talk about connections, what are we talking about?
Connections, basically, it's your network. So they say, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. Your connections basically is, if you're going to sell, you're going to sell, because I'm in sales as a real estate agent. You learn that you are able to sell things to people who are in your network. So basically people in the same financial group as you, same religious circles as you, same political circles as you. So the connections that you have, those are the people that you're going to sell to. So basically if you want to move from one point to an accelerated point, you change your circle, your connections, and you find that you get more business with a different kind of circle, and you'll be at a certain business level if you're still at a lower level type of circle.
So I guess that is how you build the right connections in order for you to build your business. You've rightly said, naturally, we are connected to people that we are close to, church members, business customers who are in the same industry as we are, or other business owners who are in the same industry as we are. But to build those connections, we have to venture out of those comfortable zones, I would call them, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
What kinds of events should somebody attend in order for them to expand their network?
So the kind of events that you attend in order for you to expand your network is determined by what you want to achieve. So basically, you sit down, figure out, okay, what kind of business am I in? Where do I want to get? Where am I now? You know, so when we start off, we're at a point of like fear of survival, where we're trying to just survive. You know, you're burning hot. You're trying to get money. You're like losing more money than you're getting in and whatnot. And you want to get into a certain segment where you have certain clients. And in order for you to get those certain clients and whatnot, you figure out, okay, I want to have a certain type of clientele and I want to be selling so much per month or per week. And I know those people who are in the same business as I am, or it's a little similar, they are doing it. So where do they go so that I can hang out with them, so that I can learn with them? So birds of a feather flock together, yes. Mm-hmm. So basically, it's also true to say if you do flock together with those birds, your feathers will start to look alike as well. So you get to hang out in circles with people who are better than you, who are doing what you want to be doing, and you start to become like them. It's the reason why, like, our moms used to tell us not to hang out with in the streets with certain people that looked dodgy, because you become like them, and they wanted you to go to school instead, and you went to hang out with certain people of a certain caliber. It's because they want some of that rub onto you. And when you get to that level, you start looking for more networking events that will get you to the next level, and so on and so forth.
Okay, now, Peter, the reason why we network as entrepreneurs is for us to build connections that will allow our businesses to grow. So how can one use their connections to grow their business?
So basically, if you have a certain circle, so because I've been talking about circles the whole time, about how your network is your net worth, you know, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. So basically, the people that you invite to your circle because of the level of service that you provide, you know, or the quality of service or the products that you're bringing out, or the service that you are actually bringing out, how you are actually helping people, you know, because as a business, you're providing solutions to, say, personal problems or community problems or even corporate problems. And as you get to solve those, as your network grows, these same people are the ones that are going to tell other people about you when you actually help them. And that's something that will actually help your business grow. And as people see you and connect with you and work with you, they want to continue working with you. They invite other people to work with you. Some people say, even like at Startup Grind, they ask, say, okay, this event was amazing. I learned so much. I've been touched in such a way. How can I help? You know, so you find someone volunteering to help, say, with one aspect of organizing the events, and another one saying, okay, I can't come physically, but I can send so much to like sponsor the event. And as your circle grows, because even these people, when they get to join, it means that the organization itself has grown in that particular circle as well. So businesses need connections. You know, you need to focus on the connections, because it's easier to sell 5 products to one person, and then it is also easier to sell to repeat customers. It's even better because you have a constant supply. You have what are known as testimonials. You know, like in my business as a real estate agent, the fastest way to get a house, like a listing sold, a house sold, or a house let, is by word of mouth. Say someone heard about you as a real estate agent, you know, you served them really well, and they get to tell their friends about you. Say, okay, I bought a plot from Platinum Consulting Limited in Lilai, so I have a friend who wants to buy as well. Do you have another one? You know, so those are the connections that we get. You know, you help someone find a plot, you help them find a contractor, they build, and then you help them find a tenant, and then you start managing their property. And as you do that work very well, because that is in itself a connection. You just met that person, and now you're servicing them. Like, so every client that we have, like, you treat them like the same way you treat like a new relationship, you know, like it's a long lasting business relationship, which is not very different from a romantic one. You know, like you give the service, you treat them really, really well. They get to tell other people about you. But unlike a romantic relationship, these guys will get to invite other people to have a relationship with you as well.
Oh, so that's nice. I like that. I think what I hear from you, Peter, is connections enable you to spread the word about your business, and as a result you get referrals, and that is how you start building your business through those referrals. Is that right? Okay, now how can one determine which networking events are the right ones to attend? I know there are so many events that are happening here in Zambia, in Lusaka, even in Kitwe.
Yes.
But should you go to every event? How do you determine which one is the right event? Because actually I've also seen a lot of people appearing at the same events all the time. So should you select which events to go to? How do you go about choosing which events you should attend?
Okay, so networking is kind of like dating. So you obviously, like in the start, like you probably, you know, you don't know what you're looking for. It depends on what level in business maturity you are in, and what your goal is, what your purpose is. So you find that for those that know who they are, kind of like romantic dating as well, like you know exactly what you want, you know who you are. So even when you meet someone and they ask you out, you're like, okay, no. But when it comes to, it's kind of like the same thing for networking as well. So maybe you want to like date around, you know, for a bit. Like you go to, say, a Startup Grind, you know, you go to a Startup Junction, you go to Babe Let's Talk, you know. And as you go to one, you hear about another one, and you got people who are going to different ones. And then you find that, because some of like our repeat attendees, like at the Startup Grind, when I was doing Startup Grind Osaka, some of the feedback I was getting is, okay, it seems like the story is kind of like the same, you know, but then the story of success is kind of like the same, you know. These people are outliers. These people are people that were raised in similar circumstances as you, but then they kind of like decided not to come out quite like everyone else, you know. And when you get to meet these people and you talk to them and you listen to them and you find that they have a certain common trait in them and it starts coming out to you, it starts jumping out from their voice. Other people call it the secret, you know, they call it the secret ingredient or something. But when it jumps out to you and then you need to act, you know that's the only thing that is required to do. You need to act. So you find that you keep on joining this, jumping from one networking event to another, but commitment in this case is committing to yourself and to your goal, and there are people to help you with that. You know, like when you come to Startup Grind, like you contact us and say, okay, I'm haphazard about this, I'm talented in this, I'm talented in that and whatnot. We'll help you to do a values determination and figure out what it is, like define yourself, which is really married to the property rights expert in me, because just like a piece of property that is not properly defined has little to no value, just as a business also and a person who's not properly defined, who doesn't know who they are and where they're going, your value is less. But if you know what you stand for, your value also goes high just by simply defining it. So there are people who can help you define yourself, and then now you know which events to go to. And it's different. The type of networking that you do when you are aspiring and when you are actually doing it, you know, you find that when you're actually doing it, it's kind of running a business or any other organization. It's kind of like just doing a group assignment, you know, back in university.
I get you.
Yeah, not too different.
I get you, Peter. I think what I've really learned from what you've said is, you know, when you're studying, networking events depend on what level of growth you are as a business or as an entrepreneur. When you're starting out, you definitely try to sample different events. But eventually, as you start growing and maturing, you are going to know the right events that you should target and focus on. Okay. Now, having attended, just imagine somebody has attended an event and they found a lot of interesting people and exchanged business cards or connections. How do they keep that relationship going after the event?
Okay, so this one I'll borrow from like Startup Grind, HQ. And also you find that we use it in our business also as personally as a real estate agent. When you go to a networking event and you meet someone and you exchange numbers, you realize like you have a certain code, say you give and not take. Yeah. So you find that when you're trying to make a friend instead of trying to make a connection, you actually make a connection, and where you're actually being helpful and you continue serving each other, you know, supporting each other's businesses, because together, like I said in the beginning, that the human brain wasn't designed to be used by one person, and you accomplish much, much more when you work together.
Oh, thank you so much, Peter. This has really, really been insightful for me. And I think even for Grace, and I hope Grace is listening and she's gotten a few tips in terms of how she can go about, you know, creating the right connections for her business. We've come to the end of today's episode. And for those that are looking forward to networking, we actually have our own networking event. It's called the Ndalama Insights Meetup, where you can meet like-minded people and as well as experts that we feature on our program, such as Peter and so many others that we've featured so far this year. And you can also network and interact with other business people. So join us for the March Meetup. I think it's 5th March. More information will be coming, so that we can network and hang around. And if you've enjoyed today's program and you want to drop a comment, you can drop it on 0977-445604. That's 0977-445604, or on our Facebook page or group, which is Ndalama Insights Radio Listeners Group. To find that group, all you need to do is go to Facebook, find Inside Partners Africa, click Visit Group, and join the group, and we'll continue our discussion.
That was your favorite radio show, Ndalama Insights, brought to you by Inside Partners Africa. If you missed anything, visit www.insidepartnersafrica.com for recorded episodes, and join the Ndalama Insights Facebook page for upcoming topics. For comments and questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-60. Or visit our offices at 6054 Sibweni Road, North Mint in Lusaka.